Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. How do we see the gospel? How do we see Jesus in the dinner time hour when we're making a meal for our family and setting the table for dinner? Where do we see a picture, one piece of the gospel story? Psalm 23, verse 5 says this, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows." In the Message, it reads like this, "You serve me a six-course dinner in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head and my cup brims with blessings." How does setting tables remind us of God's heart towards us? It's very simple. God invites you and me to be the sheep that He is leading as our great shepherd. That's what Jesus declares. He goes, "I am the great shepherd, and I've come, and my sheep will know my voice, and they will follow me." But back here in Psalm 23, God is saying, this is what a good shepherd will do. And part of it is preparing a table. It is the idea of providing, of protecting, and of feeding us in the midst of our enemies, in the middle of the threats from the enemy of our soul who wants to discourage us and assault us, in the middle of worry and doubt and fear about maybe what's going on in the world that we feel, in the middle of not knowing what will happen tomorrow and we're concerned. In the middle of all of that, God says, "Come and sit with me at this table I've prepared for you, this food that I have provided for you, that He promises will fill you and satisfy you like nothing else." And He says, "Come and sit with me." Not get up and fight all the enemies, not go prepare and figure out how to handle everything you're afraid of or worried about in the future. No, come and sit with me. And as we set tables for our families at night and we're putting napkins and placemats, and maybe you're enjoying new traditions like I've learned with little ones, especially, you know, the dimmer the lights and the quieter we talk, the calmer everything becomes around the dinner table. So maybe you are creating those kinds of environments. I want you to understand that the God of the universe has prepared a table that He wants to dine with you at. And He invites you to come and sit with Him. It's a six-course meal, exquisite in its flavorings, lovely and filling, and will give you all you need. But oftentimes what happens is like what Louis Giglio says in his book, Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table, where he says that what we'll do is we'll sit at the table, but then we'll try and entertain the enemy. We'll try and talk to all of our fears, all of our doubts, all of our worries, all the ways that we don't think we measure up and maybe we shouldn't sit at this table, all the things that are afflicting us and bothering us, instead of locking eyes with the one who has invited us to sit at the table. You see, if we lock eyes with Him, everything else fades to black, right? It has to leave. We can't see it if we're locked eyes with the one who's invited us to the table. That's the gospel story for you and me. Is this awareness in our everyday moments of life? God has said, "Come and sit with me." Even in the busy of making dinner, He says, "Talk to me." As you do physically set a table, think about the invitation He is giving you to come and to dine, to receive from Him all that you need. He doesn't withhold from you, and he will not withhold from you. If you come and you feel like, Lord, I am starving today. I feel empty. I feel lost, and I feel alone. He promises to sit with you, giving you his presence, offering you his wisdom and direction, and absolutely providing for every one of your needs. Your God delights in you. He wants you to experience his table. He wants you to understand that he not only will give you what you need, but he will revive your drooping head, and he will give you a cup brimming with blessing. So if you're tired today and you're like, I cannot keep going, my encouragement to you is go read Psalm 23. Sit with the Lord in it and say, God, show me your table for me. Let me get a vision for what it means to dine with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords because I have been redeemed by him. Let me understand what this is. And let me see the places where I have been looking at the enemy who is in my presence. That's what it says in Psalm 23. The table is before me and in the presence of my enemies. So it's not that we're not going to feel afraid. It's that we're going to stop paying attention to that. And we're going to lock eyes with our Savior instead. When we see the gospel, it will pour out of us in our everyday life with our kids in just common languaging. Hey, you know, we set this table. God says he sets a table for you and for me, and he just invites us to sit with him at it. What would that be like to sit at the table with Jesus? What do you think he would have on his table? What would he serve you? What does he know that is your favorite? You see, that's how we bring the gospel to life in our home, but it has to be something we experience first with the Lord. So my first invitation is go sit with him in the Word. Talk to him about this, and then talk about it as you go in your day. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood? As if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as he changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as he changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand his gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.